Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we take your source material, really dig in, and pull out the most valuable insights just for you.
We act as your guides, helping you navigate the information.
Today, we're tackling something pretty transformative, natural language processing, and alongside that, large language models.
And specifically how they're being used or starting to be used more in pharmaceutical market research. It's quite a shift.
Yeah, we've got a really solid deep dive document here as our source. It lays out the tech and the real world applications.
So our mission today is to unpack what NLP and LLMs actually are. You hear the terms constantly.
Right. And why do they matter so much for dealing with, well, just massive amounts of text? Pharma has tons of it.
Exactly. And also, what can they really do now? And just as importantly, what are the limits? Because there are definitely limitations.
Critical limitations, yeah. The source talks about this moving away from needing, you know, armies of researchers just reading documents. Mm-hmm. Instead, using AI to find insights in all that unstructured text, things like doctor's notes, patient forums, social media feeds, scientific papers.
Regulatory docs.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. Stuff that just doesn't fit neatly into rows and columns.
So where's the starting point? NLP.
Let's start there. Natural language processing, NLP. At its heart, it's the bit of AI that helps computers understand human language.
And human language is, well, it's complicated, isn't it? Context, slang, irony.
Yeah.
It's not like numbers.
Not at all. It's inherently messy. And that messiness is why you get bottlenecks in fields like pharma market research.
Because all the good stuff, patient experiences, doctor feedback, early trends, it's all trapped in free text.
Precisely. Trying to analyze that manually across thousands or millions of documents, it's incredibly slow, expensive, sometimes just impossible.
So NLP is the tool set to tackle that specific problem.
That's the idea. It tries to make sense of it all.
How does it even begin? The source mentions breaking language down.
Yeah, it starts by sort of dissecting the language. You hear about tokenization, basically splitting text into smaller bits, words, or maybe phrases.
Okay.
Then it looks at the grammar, the sentence structure. But increasingly, the really important part is understanding the context.
Context is key. Like that example they always use. This drug is not ineffective.
Right. A simple word count might get confused by not and ineffective.
But NLP, that understands context, gets the double negative. It knows it means the drug is effective.
Exactly. It's about getting the actual meaning. And then you have large language models, LLMs, which take this whole capability up several notches.
LLMs, right. These are the ones making headlines constantly.
Yeah.
GPT-4, Claude.
Those are the big ones. Yeah. And the defining thing is just the sheer scale they operate at.
Scale of training data, you mean?
Massive scale. They haven't just read, like, a library. They've processed text from huge chunks of the internet, scientific literature, books. We're talking hundreds of billions of words.
Hundreds of billions. It's hard to even grasp that. What does ingesting that much text actually let them do?
It means they build up this incredibly deep, nuanced understanding of how language works. Not just vocabulary, but grammar, relationships between concepts, how context shifts meaning, even how language differs across different fields.
So they get language in a very broad sense.
A very broad and often surprisingly subtle sense. It lets them generate text that sounds human, translate languages, summarize complex documents, answer questions, often very fluently.
Okay, so they have this powerful grasp of language. How does that help someone actually doing pharmaceutical market research day to day? What are the practical uses?
The source gives some great concrete examples. One big one is document summarization and analysis.
Summarizing. Okay, useful, but how much of a leap is it really?
It can be huge for efficiency. Think about a 200-page clinical trial protocol. Dense stuff.
Right. Finding the key endpoints, the inclusion-exclusion criteria, the methodology. That takes time for an analyst to carefully read and extract.
Hours. Easily. The source mentions models like Google's BERT being used to pull out that key information in, well, minutes.
Minutes versus hours.
Yeah.
Okay. That is a significant time saving. That frees up analysts for higher level thinking.
Exactly. Then there's something called natural language querying.
Querying. Like searching a database.
Sort of, but much more intuitive. Instead of needing complex code or specific database query languages like SQL.
Which not everyone knows.
Right. With models like OpenAI's GPT, researchers can just ask questions in plain English.
Like what?
Like, you could point it at a huge database of, say, patient forum posts and scientific abstracts and ask, What are patients reporting as the main side effects for new diabetes drugs launched in the last 2 years?
And it understands the question and finds the relevant bits across all those different texts.
That's the goal. It makes accessing insights from vast text repositories much more democratic, not just for data specialists.
I see. That lowers the barrier to entry for exploring this data. What about that Unilever example the source mentioned? That sounded interesting.
Yeah, that was during the pandemic. It shows a different angle trend spotting.
Okay.
They used AI to scan real-time data streams, social media, forums, search trends, looking for shifts in consumer thinking around wellness.
So not just keywords.
No, much deeper. The AI wasn't just counting mentions of immunity, it was trying to understand the context. What were people really talking about when they used that word? How did it connect to ideas about natural health or specific product types?
So it was looking for the underlying concepts and connection.
Exactly. And it helped Unilever identify emerging needs and potential product opportunities that maybe a simple keyword search would have missed entirely, understanding the why behind the words.
That's powerful. So drilling down into pharma MR specifically, what tasks are LLMs really good at right now, according to the source?
Okay, several stand out. Sentiment analysis is a big one.
Gauging positive or negative feelings.
Right. Imagine processing thousands, even millions, of patient comments from forums or surveys very quickly. You can get an overall picture of satisfaction, but also, and this is critical in pharma spot emerging safety concerns early.
If negative sentiment spikes or certain adverse events keep getting mentioned together.
Exactly. Early warning signals. Then there's entity extraction.
Which means?
Pulling out specific, defined pieces of information from unstructured text, like automatically identifying drug names, patient-reported adverse events, specific clinical endpoints mentioned in notes, or even patient demographics buried in text fields.
So taking messy text and creating structured data points from it.
Precisely. Makes it much easier to analyze quantitatively.
Okay. What else?
Translation is huge for global companies, analyzing feedback, regulatory filings, competitor news from different countries, often in different languages. LLMs can handle that translation near real time,
allowing for a much more global, immediate view of the landscape.
Definitely.
Right, so the capabilities are impressive. Summarizing, querying, trend spotting, extracting specific data, translating. It sounds almost too good to be true. Which usually means there are significant catches, especially in a field like pharma where accuracy is paramount. The source was really clear on the limitations.
Absolutely critical to understand these. And probably the biggest, most talked about limitation is hallucination.
Hallucination. Explain what that actually means in this context.
It means the LLM can generate text that sounds completely convincing, totally fluent, uses all the right jargon, but is factually wrong, sometimes subtly wrong, sometimes wildly incorrect, made up.
And it presents this made up information confidently.
Completely confidently. That's the danger. It doesn't know it's wrong.
Wow. And in pharma, that could be catastrophic. Claiming a drug treats something it doesn't, missing a side effect, citing studies that don't even exist.
Exactly that. It could misrepresent clinical trial results, invent patient benefits, or fail to flag a serious safety issue mentioned in the text it processed. The source really stresses you cannot just take the output at face value for anything important.
So human oversight isn't just recommended, it's essential. Mandatory. Really.
Non-negotiable. Rigorous fact-checking against original sources is crucial.
Okay, hallucination's a big one. What about domain specificity?
Another key point. These models are trained on general text, vast amounts of it, but they might lack the deep, specialized knowledge of a field like pharmaceuticals.
They might understand drug and side effect generally.
But maybe not grasp the subtle but crucial difference between two closely related mechanisms of action or the specific implications of a particular regulatory pathway or the nuanced meaning of certain safety terminology used in clinical reports.
Meaning they could summarize something, and it sounds right, but they miss the really critical detail that a human pharma expert would catch instantly.
Precisely. They might lack the deep context to know what's truly significant or potentially problematic within that specific domain. The fluency can mask a lack of true depth.
Okay. So powerful tools, but with serious potential pitfalls, like making things up and lacking deep expertise. Given that, what's the way forward? The source didn't seem to suggest abandoning the tech.
No, not at all. The conclusion is quite clear. The most effective approach, certainly for now and likely the foreseeable future, is a partnership, a synergy.
Combining AI and human strengths.
Exactly. Let the AI do what it's good at. the heavy lifting of processing enormous amounts of text data very quickly, identifying patterns, doing initial summaries, extracting potential entities, handling translation at scale.
It tackles the volume problem.
Right. And then the humans, the experts, come in to do what they do best.
Which is?
Providing the critical domain expertise, interpreting the AI's findings within the correct context, validating the information, spotting those potential hallucinations or subtle errors.
Applying critical thinking.
Yes. And ultimately, making the strategic decisions based on those validated insights. The AI finds potential signals. The human verifies and decides what to do about them.
So let's try and boil this down. What's the core takeaway for someone listening?
I think the main message is NLP, especially supercharged by these LLMs, is genuinely a powerful new way to unlock insights from all that unstructured text data that's been so hard to analyze before, especially in text-heavy fields like pharma MR.
It makes the unsearchable searchable, the unanalyzable analyzable at scale.
Mm-hmm. But, and this is the giant asterisk the source puts on everything.
Here comes.
They are powerful tools, powerful assistants. They are not independent, reliable decision makers, especially not yet.
They absolutely require human oversight, human expertise, human critical thinking to check their work and make sense of it, particularly when safety and accuracy are critical.
Couldn't say it better. They augment human intelligence. They don't replace the need for it, especially expert judgment.
Okay, so they unlock potential, but humans are needed to turn that potential into reliable, actionable knowledge.
That seems to be the current reality and the most sensible approach.
Which leads us perfectly into the final thought the source leaves us with. It's a question, really, for you, the listener, to think about.
Yeah, it's a good one. What unstructured text data sources could you analyze with NLP that you're currently unable to process systematically? And what new insights might emerge?
Makes you wonder what's currently sitting untapped in reports, notes, feedback forms.
All that text data that might hold the next big insight.
Definitely food for thought. Thanks for digging into this with us today. Keep exploring, keep learning.